Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I got up this morning, the sun soon began to peek over the eastern horizon and looks to be a beautiful day here in northern Indiana. Forecast is calling to be warm and muggy weather moving in, but a fresh start to the day. And I think there's something special to me. And it's kind of ironic because for much of my life, mornings were not my thing. The idea of getting up earlier than I had to, whatever that meant, just made no sense at all. But over the last few years, especially, being up early, specifically just before the sun rises to watch that, kind of adds this element of recognition of a fresh day. And so many times we need that reminder that this is indeed the day or a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, as I spent some time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Here Am I, Discovering Your Identity in Christ. And each day in this journal wraps around something different the Bible says about who we are in Christ. The idea behind it is to change our perception of ourself. And as we do so, to change our perception of others, recognizing that in Christ we have more in common than we have differences. Today's topic is, in Christ, I have been chosen. I'm guessing most of us, at least, if not all, have experiences of feeling unwanted, of pursuing a sense or a place of belonging, whether it was a job or a team or a part in a play or a musical production or whatever it is. And not being chosen to be a part of it. To have our hearts and desires set upon something and somebody in charge says, you're not wanted. And they generally don't put it quite so bluntly. But often that's the way it feels. We have somebody better than you. We have someone we like more than you. We have someone that, well, fits who we are. For many of us, this began in our childhood, of finding times and places where teams were being chosen, and if you weren't one of the popular kids, the likelihood of being chosen, at least early in the process, was pretty slim. And sometimes the choosing would come down to a few people that it seemed nobody really wanted. And so when I read Scripture and I discover that in Christ, I am chosen. In Christ, you have been chosen. The incredible value that God looks upon earth and says, I want you. I want you to be with me. imagine what that message would say to the people around you today. As you consider what it says to you, as you realize the value that each person you cross paths with today has in God's eyes, that God would look at them just as He looks at you and says, I want you to be with me. I want them to be with me. You see, it's so easy to see people through our eyes, to see people through the world's eyes, to see people through their bad choices, to even see people through our bad choices. But that's not how God sees them. What would happen today if we prayed earnestly that God would open our eyes to see people as those who are wanted by Him? Would it make them wanted by you more than they are now? When we live life in Christ, we ought to be people who love others like Christ loves others. We ought to be those who value others like God values others. We ought to be those that would choose others as God has chosen you. You see, as we spend time considering and praying about being chosen by God, today's prayer focus is also about being filled with discernment. A discernment that understands the things of God, that understands the sayings of the wise and the parables and the proverbs that are taught through Scripture. And I think even a discernment that understands the value that comes by being chosen by God. The value that the people we see each day, the people that we pass by and don't see each day more specifically, the value they have because they too are being called by God to Himself. They're chosen by God who wants them to be with Him. One of the dangers of living in a culture of fear is our circles of contact begin to shrink. And they begin to tighten up, not wanting anyone in because of fear. The COVID-19 has done that to us. The restrictions that have been placed upon us of social distancing and disbanding group gatherings and such have automatically drawn us into a sense of isolation. And then you add to that the fear of what if somebody is sick and makes me sick, or what if I'm sick and make someone else sick, and all of a sudden a suspicion creeps into our life. And I think even the social unrest in our nation has added to that sense of isolation as well. Who do I trust? How do I let somebody I don't really know into my circle of belonging? What if they're not who they appear to be? And the wonderful thing about God, and one of the many wonderful things about God, is that He not only chooses us, but He transforms us to be more like His Son Jesus, so that we can belong with one another. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time praying, spend time talking with God, accepting the value you have as one chosen by Him. Talking with God about the people in your life that also have value because they too have been chosen by God. To talk with God about the people that you may see on a daily basis, the people you may have interaction with at work or pass by on the street that until now you've never really thought of as belonging. Pray about how you can see them through God's eyes, about what it would mean to them to know that God chooses them. One of my daughter's favorite books, and she has many, she loved stories to be read to her. Was I Choose You. And she'll talk often about Norbert, and Norbert's sad throughout this thing at times because it just seems like nobody wants him. He's left out. And he looks at everybody around him and they seem to have better ability and better skills and they look nice. I mean, just all of this stuff. And in the end, it's his mom that's talking about, you know, if I could choose anybody. And he's thinking, well, you would choose so-and-so because, no, I would choose you. You would choose so. No, I would choose you. And in a sense, God, in all of our excuses, oh, God would rather have such and such. God says, no, I will choose you. You see, no matter who in life you feel values who you are, what you do, God does. And some days that gets forgotten and it doesn't feel like enough. But be assured it is. In the end, that's what matters. Not how many friends you accumulate, not how popular you've become, not who on earth accepts you and who doesn't, but have you responded to the calling of God to be chosen by Him? Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God who loves us to such an extent that You've chosen us to be Yours. That You would look at each person, that You would look at me and say, I choose you to be with me. Oh, thank You, Father, for such an incredible love, for valuing me to such an extent. Father, help me to see that in other people, that see them as You see them, to look upon them knowing that You have chosen them also to be with You. May each one of us be bearers of that good news to the lost, to the hurting, to the lonely, to the forsaken, to the overlooked. May they hear from us your message of being chosen. Father, for any today who are struggling with their identity, with their value, with feelings of being unwanted and rejected. Oh, this world gives us plenty of reasons to feel that way. And whether it's people of the world or people of faith, we all have times where we make someone feel unwanted. Father, forgive us. Help us to be those ministers of servants of reconciliation that remind ourselves and others that they are wanted by you and therefore ought to be wanted by us. Father, as we live as those chosen, may we recognize the incredible privilege and responsibility that comes by being chosen by you. Father, today I continue to pray that you would wipe this virus from the face of the earth. And as I've been praying, the virus of COVID-19, the virus of hatred, the virus of fear and anger would all be gone. So, Father, begin that in me. Begin that in each one of us who are gathered today listening to these words. Father, for those who are sick, and whether it's the COVID-19 that they're dealing with or other illnesses or diseases or surgery recoveries that they're going through, may you strengthen them and encourage them with your presence, with the knowledge of your Spirit within them. May they know, regardless of their circumstances of health or finances or anything, you've chosen them to be with you. You've called them to yourself through Jesus Christ. Father, today as we live life in such a way that we represent Jesus, may we do that well. May we serve in humility, in love, in mercy, in justice. May each step that we take, each word that we speak, each letter that we type, each social media post that we share, that we create, that we comment on, may all of it represent Jesus well. May all of it be done in a spirit of love, of belonging, of acceptance. A spirit of transformation that looks for change and believes in change and knows that change can only come from you if we want it to be good and lasting change. And so, Father, today, may we live in the confidence of who we are in Christ, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. Father, help us to lift up Jesus in everything we say and do. May He become greater within us as self becomes less. May many be drawn to Him through our example and our witness. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. May your day today be richly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.